Okay, so today we are reading a book called The Berenstain Bears Visit the Firehouse. Because visiting a firehouse is a lot of fun, and there's a lot of field trips that are happening these days, and I hope we all get to go and visit a firehouse. So this was written by Mike Berenstain, and it is read today by Mommy and Philip, who is having a very yummy snack. And here we go. We're off to fight fires on our engine bright red, with sirens all blaring, it's full speed ahead. Clang, 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 said Brother Bear, imitating a fire bell. Meow, meow, said Sister Bear, imitating a fire siren. Said Honey, imitating a fire truck. The cubs were playing firefighters, pretending their toy trucks were rushing to a fire.
You know, said Papa Bear, your cousin Wilbur is a real firefighter. He lives down at the firehouse.
Really? Said Brother. Do you think we could visit him?
Why not? Said Mama. After all, he is family.
Wow, said the cubs. A real firefighter!
The bear family drove to the firehouse. The firefighters were outside taking care of their trucks.
Why, hello, Cousin Wilbur, said Papa.
Why, hello there, said Cousin Wilbur.
What brings you down to the fire station?
We wondered if we could get a tour of a real firehouse, said Mama.
Good idea, said Cousin Wilbur. Hey, crew, he called to the firefighters. Meet my cousins, Mama, Papa, Brother, Sister, and Honey.
The firefighters waved and greeted them.
And meet a very special firefighter, our fire dog, the Dalmatian, Paisley.
A cute spotted dog trotted up and licked their hands.
Did you know that fire trucks are also called fire engines? Said Cousin Wilbur. The standard truck is the pumper. It carries hoses and pumps water from a fire hydrant. The hook and ladder truck is bigger. It has a ladder that can reach up high to buildings during fires.
Why is it called a hook and ladder truck?
Asked Sister.
Because of these, said Cousin Wilbur. Fire hooks are used to tear down walls and ceilings in a fire.
And in the picture we can see Cousin Wilbur is holding this long pole. And up at the end of the pole is a pointy kind of hook. And that is what they would call a fire hook. That's interesting that it pulls down walls. I guess you have to be pretty strong to be a fireman, don't you think?
Yeah. Our biggest truck is a tiller rig, said Cousin Wilbur. It has two sections joined together so it can make sharp turns. Each section has its own driver. The driver who steers the rear section is called the tillerman. That's my job.
Terrific, said Brother. Could we help you steer?
Why not, said Cousin Wilbur. After our tour, we'll go for a ride. Come inside and see all the gear we need for fighting fires, said Cousin Wilbur.
Wow, said Sister. Look at all the neat stuff.
It takes a lot of special equipment to fight fires, said Cousin Wilbur.
What's this funny-looking thing?
Asked Brother.
Those are the jaws of life, said Cousin Wilbur. We use them to pry things apart when we need to get into tight spaces.
Wow. You know, the jaws of life kind of look like a giant pair of scissors, don't they? Kind of crazy. And then we also see in the picture, we see a lot of things that they use. Shall I read them to them, do you think?
Yeah.
Okay. There's a chainsaw, a wedge, a fire axe, a bolt cutter,
probably used to cut bolts,
a sledgehammer, a crowbar, rope, an air cylinder, and mask. It kind of looks like something maybe a scuba diver would wear. That must be when they go into a place that's got ash in the air from the smoke, and they don't want to breathe it in.
Yeah.
And a fire extinguisher and a jack. All that stuff kind of makes sense. And then they have the jaws of life. Whew. That's pretty intense sounding.
You need special clothes to fight fires, too, said Cousin Wilbur. Would you like to try on these helmets?
Oh, and then look, they get two. That's so cool.
Do you live upstairs?
Asked Mama.
Yes, said Cousin Wilbur. Right this way. What's that for?
Asked Brother. And what is he talking about?
The fire pole.
The fire pole. Mm-hmm.
We slide down the fire pole from upstairs, fast, when there's a fire, said Cousin Wilbur.
Is that safe?
Asked Mama.
Not always, said Cousin Wilbur. Some firehouses don't use them, but it's the quickest way to get downstairs.
And I can see why it would be fast, because you don't have to move your legs as much. You just jump right down. But I don't know if I would be brave enough to use a fire pole, would you? Uh-huh. You would?
I would just grab onto it and then slide.
Yeah?
Easy.
Easy? Well, I think you might have to wrap your legs around it too. But let's see. Oh, yeah. In the picture, we can kind of see them doing it.
Bring! Rang the alarm bell on the wall. That means there's a fire, said Cousin Wilbur. Time to go.
He grabbed the fire pole and slid down. The bear family followed on the stairs, except for Mama. She got excited and slid down the pole too. Oh, wait, did we skip a page? We did. Let's go back. We have to show people what is upstairs. So upstairs, there is the bedroom, the kitchen, the storage room, the common area, which is kind of like a living space.
Everything we need is right here in the firehouse, said Cousin Wilbur.
And then below them is where the fire trucks and stuff are. So upstairs is where they sleep and they eat and they clean and that kind of stuff. Okay, so then, bring. Rang the alarm bell on the wall.
That means there's a fire, said Cousin Wilbur. Time to go.
He grabbed the fire pole and slid down. The bear family followed on the stairs, except for Mama. She got excited and slid down the pole too.
Mama Bear, said Papa. That wasn't very safe. Sorry, said Mama, straightening her hat. I guess I got a little carried away.
The firefighters put on their clothes and climbed on the trucks.
Wanna come along, cousins?
Asked Cousin Wilbur.
Yes!
They all cried. Which, you know, I'll be honest with you. That might be fine for bear country, but I don't think that if we were to visit the fire station, that the firemen would allow us to go with them to put out a fire, because it can be very dangerous and we might get hurt, and they would want to keep us safe, so they would probably not allow us to come with them.
But I know how to deal with a fire.
Yeah,
you just have to take the little thing out of the fire extinguisher, fold it, and if you need help, just scream fire. And shoot the fire.
And what happens if the fire jumps onto you? Then what do? There's three things. You stop, you drop, and you roll.
Drop, stop, and roll.
Stop, drop, and roll. That's what you do if you ever catch yourself on fire. But we will hopefully never need to use that information. Because we will never get on fire. Because we will not go near the fires. And we will practice fire safety. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I'm gonna even do it right now.
Let's finish the story. And then we'll think about it. The bear family put on fire clothes too. You see, they're using safety too. And climbed aboard. Cousin Wilbur took brother, sister, and Honey with him to help steer the tiller rig. With sirens wailing and bells clanging, they roared away. So, you make the sound of the bell, I'll make the sound of the siren. Ready? We did good. I think we sounded just like a fire truck. They soon arrived at the fire. It was a smoky fire from a stove in a restaurant kitchen. The pumper truck squirted water. Firefighters climbed ladders to get the folks down from the second floor. They rescued pets from upstairs, too. Dear me, this looks like it was a very dangerous fire, but do you see what's happening here? All of the firefighters who are trained and know how to handle fires are working. But the bear family, because they are not trained, they're standing back and they're just watching and they're staying out of the way so that the firemen can run around and do what they need to do quickly without the bear family being in the way.
And the bear family is watching so they can really do it.
And so they can learn. Mm-hmm. But you know, firefighters are firefighters for a reason. They're very brave people, but they're professionals, which means they know exactly what to do to prevent fires from getting worse. And we would never want to be in their way. Okay. An ambulance was on the scene. Luckily, no one was badly hurt, but the restaurant chef had a burned finger. Emergency workers put a bandage on it, and Paisley, remember Paisley the dog? The Dalmatian, helped by licking the chef's face. The fire was out now. The firefighters picked up their gear, and it was time to head back to the firehouse.
That was quite a tour,
said Papa as they drove away. Yes, agreed Mama. Very exciting. Brother, sister, and Honey helped Cousin Wilbur steer. Here come the brave firefighters! They all cried. Clang, 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 went the fire bell. Ew, ew, went the fire siren. And brrrm, went the fire truck. And that, friends, is the end. And if you also, like Philip, have a fire truck that you are going to have fun playing with as we read this story, we wish you the very best with it. Enjoy your fire trucks. Don't crash them into anything. And that's the end.